Who do you know wants to buy a car?
Too real.
We have.
Yeah, it hurts me.
Oh my god, yeah. No shit.
It fucking hurts me, dude.
No shit.
I can't.
Three, two, one, go. Okay. Or you can. she can just go before the countdown's done. And... Okay.
I watched The Elbow that time.
I did
and
not.
It still
I was gonna say I fucked up.
I
was looking at your hand like a dumbass.
The Watch the Elbow thing works. The one that gets me is it doesn't work on the ones where like I forget who fucking did it, but like you walk past each other and then you do the bottom slap.
No, you can't watch The Elbow.
The no look slap.
Yeah, you can't watch
it.
The
doesn't
elbow.
Fucking work, and it's black magic fuckery to me. With that being said, hello everybody and welcome to this week's episode of the Discount Podcast. I am your host Anton. With me is Jovi.
I deserve it.
And can you? You're still riding that bit from last week? There's not even any context for it.
There wasn't last week.
There was last week.
No. I mean, in the bonus, there was.
No, you made that same joke last week because we were talking about walking into doors and shit.
Yeah, but we were talking about it before we started, so there was no context then either.
Okay, well, fine.
Also, I'm here. Hi.
Yeah,
I was getting
like,
to it.
Fuck?
I was getting to it. I was trying to work. See, you guys. Always shitting on my bits. I try to bring gold to the table.
Your itty bits?
Okay, well.
Will you be bringing fool's gold to the table, all right? Would you announce what
Pyrite?
We're watching?
I like
so
Pyrite.
I can hit play.
What we're watching.
It's called Pyrite.
This Thank you.
Survivor Series 2004. 2 minutes. Help. 10 seconds in. So 3, 2, 1, go. Okay. Or you can. she can just go before the countdown's done. And, again,
hey, it's
so
me. It's me. Oh,
clearly I've
lost control.
Yeah, the train is already off the tracks. So go for it, Jovi. What's on your mind?
Well, I was gonna do a wrestling minute, and then I just wanted to catch everybody up on everything the Iron Sheik said in the last 24 hours. Instead, hit
okay.
the bell, babe.
Hang on. No, this is a different thing. This is this week in Sheik.
Yeah. I'm glad you took the name I came up with. Anyway. I can only go back 24 hours as a feed, and then it, like, cut off. So, it is what it is, Bubba. Mind you, again, all caps,
like
if you're not familiar with the show. 22 hours ago, again. Welcome, I break your fucking back, Cotter.
Neat.
Hey, at Annie Lennox, what you doing tonight?
What? What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, you, do you not know who Annie Lennox is?
No.
You know the song Sweet Dreams? Eurythmics?
Yes.
She's a singer.
Oh, okay, okay.
See, there you go.
Are you trying to pop off on
now
Annie Lennox?
You know.
Yeah, like, you're just randomly trying to pop off on Annie Lennox and all
like
caps.
Like, I heard the song after, like, years and it's like, yeah, you know what?
It keeps going, though.
Whoop,
it's
sorry.
Like a very weird thread. Next tweet, my friend at Lenny Kravitz, look beautiful, Bubba. Maybe he can do Persian club. He is no jabroni. Excellent abs.
No jabroni.
He no
hell
jabroni.
Of a, hell of an abs.
Near, far, wherever you are, you can go fuck yourself.
Words to live by.
Oh my god, yes.
The Hulk Hogan, you are worse than the Cars for Kids song.
The Damn. Cars for Kids song?
You don't know the Cars for Kids song?
No.
Oh, just feel lucky then.
Okay, I guess I'll feel lucky.
Or you can look it up later,
get
either
lucky.
Way.
Hey, I'm lucky, I'm down. What did lucky feel like, son? Anyway.
His next tweet. These are all tweets that are very close together, so it's extra hilarious.
Okay.
The at Fran Drescher, always make me happy, she is legend class, we can go for shawarma anytime.
Go fuck yourself.
Like, I don't know. He just went on, like, this weird bisexual horny rant of sorts.
Hang on 1 second.
Fuck you, Steve!
All right, we're good.
Yeah, we got that out of the way.
We've cleared it.
And what the tweet that reminded me that we wanted to make this a thing every week was, "Hello, at Kellogg's US. There better be 2 scoops of raisins or I beat the fuck out of the sun. Have a good day."
Oh my god.
I just have so many questions.
The sun's undefeated.
There better be 2 scoops.
I just like the idea of somebody like, maybe at a register, and like, "Excuse me, ma'am. Are there
2 scoops?
Is this guaranteed? Is this box guaranteed? Because I notice you have an 18-ounce box and a 32-ounce box, and I want to make sure that the scoops are proportionate and that, like, the two scoops that the 18-ounce box is getting are not smaller than the 2 scoops that the 32-ounce is getting." So, I mean, if it's got 2 scoops, it's fine, but I just want to make sure that the scoops are,
like, even
proportional to,
yeah, to the size of the box.
The amount of bran. Anyway, this week in cheek.
Here's a funny, too, because the quoted tweet is unavailable. So okay. You just have to guess as to what he was replying to.
Oh, the author deleted it or whatever.
Yeah, like he retweeted with comment and says, "Dear Katie, you are a jabroni. I hold the door for whoever the fuck I want." And then, like, seconds later, "Dear Katie, go fuck yourself."
He's okay. Chic is, you know, like Honey Badger. Yeah. Very Honey Badger-esque, like a distant cousin. Most people don't know that. But the Chic is related to the Honey Badger.
Sorry. It was a good one. Didn't mean to interrupt. There's 2 more. "Don't go chasing waterfalls, you dumb son of a bitch."
Okay.
I don't know why.
Okay.
And 6 hours ago, "I be honest with you, Hulk Hogan worse than the Sopranos ending."
I mean,
I know you don't get the reference.
I didn't watch the show, but I understand the cultural reference.
I guess I'll do it. I guess somebody got served in that situation. I have no idea.
The only other thing he said today was, "My fantasy football is all fucked up this week, Bubba."
Bubba, what's his deal? Who's Bubba?
Bubba
is
Ray.
That like his name, like his nickname, like sport champ?
Yeah,
chief,
like brother.
Kid, brother.
Bubba.
Let me tell you something, Bubba.
Yeah. Now imagine that in his accent.
No. I don't want to do that. I was going to try to do it and realize, like,
oh, it's so hard.
I'm only familiar with Sheik's accent in the context of, like, "fuck and bullshit." And that's pretty much it.
You need to hear, like, an entire interview.
Or what's
with
that other
him?
One? He's like, "boo-de-loo," or some weird shit like that. You know what I'm talking about? They use it all the time. All day. That's not even a thing. That doesn't even make
sense. No, but I did work with a dude for a while that had me saying that because he said it all the fucking time.
What, "for real, real, not for play, play"?
No, all day, day.
Oh, because I say that shit all the time.
Yeah, like, and like, I had heard it before, but it's one of those things when you're around somebody enough,
all
you
day,
pick up
day.
Shit they say all the time. Mm-hmm. So I would say something and be like, "all day, day." And I'd be like, "yes, what's up?"
And you're like, "oof."
No, because like that's when I was working 3 jobs, so I was like constantly hungover, drunk, or high just to deal with that fact.
Jesus Christ. The Discount Podcast, as people and as a brand, does not condone the use of illicit illegal substances.
But the legal one's jobs. Like whiskey, it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, if that shit's legal in your state, though, fucking smoke it up, Johnny.
Smoke it up, Johnny.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Get him a bong, bag, Johnny.
Did you take weed?
Did I take weed?
Did you take weed?
Did you take weed?
We're going through a tunnel.
Oh, I guess we can admit what we failed at tonight.
Well, we didn't fail. Technology failed us.
That's what I was just about to do. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
If you would wait just one fucking minute.
Oh my god, I'm sorry.
Just one fucking... Look. I'm trying to be nice. I'm trying to be calm. I'm trying to be real, okay? I just need you to wait one fucking minute, okay? Can I go? Am I good? Anybody have any objections? So... what the fuck were we talking about again?
Wow.
I'm glad he got the payoff. I was like, please do it again. Anyway, we tried to do a commentary earlier, and for some reason, drink bitches, I'll take that chat now,
technology was not on our side. I don't know. Our recording software was...
just shut off out of nowhere and save nothing.
Yeah, it stopped halfway through the commentary, and before that, like, our waves weren't coming through properly, and the whole thing was just fucked up. It's fine now, and I don't know what changed, because all I did was shut... I tried turning it off and turning it back on again, and it worked, so...
Should we, like, try sacrificing a child next time we try to...
Maybe.
We need the blood of the innocent and the blood of the sacrificed, you see.
Like Mike said, it's the only when we do movies. Yep. It's only when we do commentaries that we have audio issues like
and
that.
And it's not small audio, like, fix it and post audio. It's, like, file lost midway through movie. Well, shit, we said everything we could that was clever about every scene in this movie already.
And you know what
and
sucks?
And you can't recapture the first time you see a movie, so...
After we started the movie back up, because of course we finished it, we had some of the best jokes we would have had the whole night. Like,
yeah.
But we were watching the Babysitter 2. The Babysitter is a movie we did a commentary
Killer
for.
Killer
Queen. That's on...
If you look for it on Netflix. Yeah,
Babysitter 2, Killer Queen. The original is on our Patreon, which is patreon.com/discountpodcast. And for a couple bucks, you can get that shit. So I would go get that shit.
If for no other reason, then it's a good reason to watch that fucking gem of a movie.
Oh, absolutely. The Babysitter, both of them are fucking awesome. Way better than you would think they would be, being like how they're billed on Netflix. Plus, if you're big into Vine, like, King Batch is in it, so that's cool. Go watch a movie with King Batch in it.
Two-thirds of this podcast has no idea who that is, so excuse us for our silence.
It's
Anton fine. Was very excited the first time around, though.
And that's dude, cool. Like, it's one of those, it's like Tucker and Dale versus Evil, where it's very self-aware of what it's trying to do and what it is.
But it just sells it to you fantastically.
Yeah, right, but right. It also takes itself just seriously enough within the confines of the universe that they have set up. So they get to dictate how serious they can be before it crosses the line.
That was like it's when I was dope. Playing Get Even the other day, and a character straight up was like, what, you think we do this cliche? The producers are better than that. And I was like, mm-hmm. Or the devs. The devs are better than that. And I was like, wait, whoa, like, good joke, but what? And then the main character, I don't think it was Get Even. What the fuck was I playing?
You sure?
It might have been Get Even.
I don't know that you've played much else this week.
No, not really, so it had to have been there. But yeah, just a character randomly, like, the devs wouldn't ever do that. They're more original than that.
No,
they're
not.
Then, like, somebody else is like, the devs? And they were like, I have no idea what you're talking about. What did I just say?
Yeah,
and
but
I was
once
just
you...
like, fuck you. Oh, no, that was Game Grumps.
Oh, yes.
They're playing fucking House Party.
House Party. Yeah. I was like, oh, dudes.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think it was actually...
I was thinking of, yeah, with the Easter egg with What's-Her-Face and... Mm-hmm.
The Eddie...
Letty?
Letty does things?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go check out Game Grumps and Letty Does Things. Clearly, no. It has
they're good boys.
No, they
not
didn't
right
pay
now.
Us.
Dan
finish
is looking at
first.
You so angrily right now.
Yeah, like, how dare you?
How dare... Yeah, and Dan's judging hard. Both
anyway.
Of them, I'm sure. Probably looking at Dan at this point. He's either laughing or he's very scared and suspicious as to how we knew what he was doing when he was doing it. So
that's like when you're talking to somebody and they make a bad enough joke that your only response is, I hope you can feel the look I just gave my phone.
Yeah.
Both of you have gotten that from me.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. Also, Dan is a treasure of a
human.
I
probably led into it.
Oh, yeah, you've definitely been like, I'm gonna do a thing.
I'm gonna
you know,
set
like,
up.
When I was playing Dead Space, you knew what your fucking text tone was, and you waited until I was, like, radio silent for 2 hours, and you were like, oh, yeah?
Hi.
Yeah. And I was just like, you fucking son
how's
of
it
a
going?
Bitch. Oh, my God, I heard it through the headset.
Hey, how you doing?
I think I fucking talked about it recently, too. I don't know if it was on the show or not, but when you guys were all here, the worst part was it was right after I just, like, lowered my heart rate from a spider coming down from the ceiling, like, a foot away from my face in the dark, and me being, like, that thing where your eyes readjust knowing something's right in front of you, and then it's just a spider not even a foot from my face. And I was like, son of a... Man, look, dude, if you could not... with them.
And the spider's like, oh shit, my bad, dude.
Yeah, I was just like, sorry, literally.
Yeah, my bad. Yeah, sorry, dude. Yeah, dude.
I was like so mad and got so jump scared and also didn't want to kill the spider because whatever. That he just grabbed the web above him and just like put him on the floor and was like, just go somewhere else, okay?
That
and
was
then
your
unpaused
move?
My game.
Bro, you nasty.
What?
Take it outside. If you're not gonna
no,
kill
I'm
it,
I'm in the middle of gaming.
Outside. No, fuck
I'm
that.
I'm in the middle of gaming. Uh-uh. I ain't going outside. No. I was upstairs.
I better not catch you doing that shit. Gnarly better.
No, here, here, no. But in my grandma's house,
dude,
you knew what a danger it was to go uh-uh. through that fucking kitchen at any time of night.
I, bro, in this
I ain't
house,
going to the, in this house, no, you walk
you
the
find
spiders
spider,
out politely.
If you're gonna save it, you need to ensure that it is out.
I
otherwise,
know.
You better make sure that motherfucker's
Captain
dead.
Captain Arachnophobia over here.
Yeah. No, what? Oh, fuck you. Try to shame me for my phobia, because I don't like spiders.
I'm not shaming you. I'm like,
you're afraid
I get
of pomegranates,
it.
Bitch.
Nah, I mean...
Yeah, technically.
The honeycombs are worse.
Honeycombs. You got that...
Honeycombs fuck me
little
up.
Little holy boys.
And thanks, Dan, once again. Lamprey fingers? How dare
lamprey
you?
Lamprey fingers.
How fucking dare you?
Lamprey fingers in the chat. F.
No, F. I will just leave.
Join our Discord.
I'll just like mute the Discord for a day and be like,
nah.
No.
Join
not,
our Discord and spam it.
Trip-hop phobia. I've never heard it said out loud. By the way, there's not a T. There's not a T. There's not a T.
Whatever. Tryptophobia. It's a C-H.
Tryptophobia.
Tryptophobia. Tryptophobia.
It's yeah, like tripop, trip-hop. It's me trying to pronounce medications at work, and then somebody looks at me and they're like, do you not know how to say the name of my medication? And I'm like, do you?
You know the one that gets me quetiapine? Is that it?
Quetiapine.
Quetiapine? I can't pronounce that shit.
No, I recently saw like a medication guide print up, and when the medication guides print up for the pharmacist, it has the pronunciation dictionary style.
Yeah, that shit doesn't make any sense to me. Not on that drug.
Oh, yeah, it's quetiapine.
Quetiapine.
Like K-W-E.
Quit being a peen.
Yeah, that's quit what I said. It sounds like you're like, you're tying up a penis
it's a
or
salsa
something.
Dance.
Like, we all stopped when I noticed this. I'm like, there's a dictionary pronunciation. Because we had just discussed how hard it was to say that particular one. And I'm like grabbing from the printer and I'm like, guys. And the pharmacist was busy, so we're like all
he's
gathered
like,
around this.
Dude.
Yeah, now we all know we don't have to sound dumb.
I've worked here for 14 years. It tells you how to pronounce things.
Fuck.
That's so dope.
Dude, for the first like month that I worked in the pharmacy, I didn't know like that the leaflets had the number of the bin it was supposed to go into. So
oh
I was,
my god,
I was
you tried
literally,
to find it alphabetically?
Yeah, I was just looking at the last
you
name
poor
and looking
soul.
At the bins. And then they were like, one of, I think it was Cody was bitching about how they were out of order and they kept finding shit in the wrong bins.
53s and 52?
Yeah. And
that's
he was
like the most common one.
He was like, dude, just look at the number in the corner. Am I right? And I looked and I went, oh.
Shit.
That was probably me, I'm going to be honest, because I didn't know they had numbers
nobody
on them until just
me.
Now.
That's the other thing, though, is like, it gets so busy that if somebody's trying to help, you can't inform them of shit, and then
no,
they fuck it up, and you're like, not really your bad, honestly, like, nobody told you.
I mean, not
so.
For nothing, our company isn't the best with, like, standardized training all around and making sure that everything
is taught
to
everybody. You could have stopped at isn't the best, honestly.
It's true. That's true. Same. I mean, I wasn't gonna. I was trying to, like, not get rough.
Nah.
What a hot take.
Nah.
Hot take. Our company
hey,
sucks.
Hey, our major corporation sucks. Yeah, it's America. If you work for a major corporation, it sucks.
Yeah.
It's basically
yeah.
it. So.
They lure you in with the
promise of benefits,
the
and then you see what the benefits are, and you're like,
benefits
wow,
packages, competitive
so,
wages.
Yeah.
Comparable salaries.
Uh-huh. A set schedule, my ass.
A friendly, well-to-do work environment.
Uh-huh. A no retaliation policy.
Yeah, no retaliation policy.
That you're aware of.
Also, you're in a right-to-work state, fucko.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
So that shit doesn't matter.
Nothing we just promised matters. We can fire you or chastise you for any reason we fucking feel like. Welcome
to
Wisconsin.
America. Welcome to, well, yeah, Wisconsin.
Most of America, because a lot of states
of
are right to work.
Most of Wisconsin.
But
mm-hmm. Most of Wisconsin.
Most of Wisconsin, yeah.
Rhinelander's
not
fine.
All of it. It's a right-to-work state. Most of Wisconsin is a right-to-work state.
Well, I mean, you're more likely to win lawsuits with certain corporations than others, despite it being a right-to-work state, because there still are technically workers' rights.
Well, yeah, that has to exist.
There's still right. a book somewhere that has those two words in it.
Right.
Workers' rights.
Not next to each other, but
don't hit them. Like,
women is a different story, though. Anyway.
And
she was acting up, so I backhanded her, okay?
Look, I want to point out, anybody getting offended right now, that is a woman that made that joke. Damaged as she may be, I do not I do not control her. She made that joke. Back off. Don't at us.
Well, no, they can right. at me.
If I can retell one of my favorite
can't
stories.
Can't stop looking at me.
And
looking
one of me. The only few reasons why I like my grandmother. She used to work for one of the biggest, like, Southeast Wisconsin car dealerships with the original owner.
Is it the one I'm thinking of?
You can sing it if you want.
Can I ask you a question?
Go
ahead. Do you know wants to buy a car?
Wants to work with this man.
Yeah, and at some point, because she was in a higher position, one of her first meetings, a bunch of dudes were saying sexist shit and swearing, and she was like, I'm not up for this, and left, and then had a talk with him, and he did one of those, you know, we'll take care of your toots, and smacked her on the ass, but she just swung backwards, full swing, right into his dick. And I was like, did you? Man, like, I mean, despite the fact that you're a Trump supporter now, you were a hell of a feminist back in the day because you risked a lot by punching
me.
One of the
excuse
biggest
me.
Names in
excuse
Southeast
me.
Wisconsin
excuse
in the
me.
Dick.
Excuse me. Nobody has done more for women than Donald Trump. Nobody loves women more than Donald Trump.
I hate this bit so much.
I'm going to look.
Too real.
We have.
Yeah, it hurts
me. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Fucking,
no shit.
It fucking hurts me, dude.
No shit.
I can't.
Dude. Speaking
if
of
you
which,
couldn't tell by the fact that I'm like pouring a shot now, I'm like,
that's,
dude,
no,
even
I,
a shitty
no,
impression
help.
Hurts my feelings.
Nobody we're, listening to this could tell.
We're coming into it, so okay, here, let me do the thing. I really need to move this sound. It's on the wrong board.
In the wrong section.
It's in the wrong section. I don't even know where the fuck it is anymore. I can't find it, honestly.
Dope.
I legit can't find it right now. I am.
Do you want me to just do it out loud?
No.
Is it the news segment?
Yeah, it's the news.
Okay, can I just do it?
But it's the news.
Yeah, but 2 minutes of silence
oh my
while you
God,
look for your
fine.
Soundboard.
Do
dope.
The thing.
I give you five
no.
more seconds to find it.
You give me 5 more seconds.
I get that a lot.
Here we go. Here we go.
Oh, here's some news.
I did it. I
Trump
found
might
it.
Die of COVID.
No, that's
oh,
not
sorry.
What I wanted to. Okay.
I was applauding that you found it.
Thank you. Thank
I
you,
shoved
Mike.
That in there because you were applauding.
It means a lot to me.
I had to. I'm like, there's already applause. I'm going to shove this fact in there.
It's like really cool. You noticed that. Thank you.
It's bed everywhere.
Anyway, sorry. She's got me watching Pen 15. Anyway.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later,
anyway,
maybe. I don't know.
What I was going to mention was the debate. Mike, did you watch the debate?
Hell
oh,
the fuck
Lord.
No.
Oh my God,
of course
you should have.
No,
oh,
no, he should not
have.
Have.
Yes, he should
I was screaming
you're
at the
weak.
Top of my lungs
you're
watching
weak,
it.
You're weak, Mike. You're fucking weak.
For wanting to play No Man's Sky instead of listening to
you
two children fucking
scream
dick slap
each
other.
Yeah,
you could
was...
have played No Man's Sky and left it on in the background. You had a phone.
No,
it was on YouTube.
No.
It was
no.
really...
You're weak.
Like, while it was worth it, I cannot blame anybody who didn't watch or turned it off, because, like, I was straight up screaming to the point neighbors upstairs were probably like, are they fighting? Because I would just start yelling, no, motherfucker! You're a fucking idiot! You're so fucking wrong! Oh my God, why do people ever like you? And I'm like, man, if you
damn,
heard
Anton,
that...
Damn, Anton, you took that shit?
Let me put it to you this
you
way.
Would really think I was yelling at him.
The bottle that we have tonight, the normal 750, I brought home a 175. And that was specifically because it was literally the only bottle that was available where I stopped. So I brought back
we
a 175.
Off. No, I worked the next day.
The 175 where that bottle is right now was at that level.
Yep.
when we went to bed. Like, there was a lot of whiskey.
Which is basically how much we drank.
There was no
during
drinking
the election.
No drinking game. It was just every time he said just something. You know that Jackie Chan meme? The confused Jackie Chan?
Yeah.
It was every time I did that, I was just like, pour a fucking shot, please.
Pour a fucking shot. I can't like this.
There was so much whiskey. Help. It's the fact that, like, I don't understand. Even if you were a supporter beforehand, I don't understand how you can... I saw shit on Reddit, on Insane People of Facebook the next morning. Some lady was like, you gotta love Trump. He went up there and he didn't disrespect Biden once. Look at him throwing out all those names, calling him shit, interrupting, even with his evil little laugh. And I'm like, bro, your fucking candidate did not shut up even after Wallace was like, Mr. President, you agreed to these terms, Mr. President. Mr. President, stop talking. No, Mr. President, you cannot answer. Mr. President, shut up.
He literally said shut up multiple times, as did Biden. And to the point, like, the point of contention, I'm sure, from that Facebook post, was, like, Wallace was like, can we just have a straight 2 minutes per candidate? And Biden was like, that'd be nice. It's hard to get a word in edgewise with this clown.
Yeah.
And then kind of stopped for a second and then looked kind of at the camera, almost fourth wall breaking-esque. Like,
at one point, what I fucking said. Trump started talking over Biden and talked for a minute and 30 of Biden's 2 minutes. He said, can I get that time back? And Wallace went, absolutely, go. You have a minute and 30 left. And just like, he would not.
And Trump was like, that's not fair. That's not fair.
But look at what they're doing now. The commission, whatever commission, is looking at changing the rules for the next two debates, including possibly giving the moderator a mute button to shut candidates up, which, fuck yes.
Which,
and of course,
the whole RNC
debate,
I was like, could you just mute
just unplug
him?
His mic? Just unplug
just
his
shut
mic.
Him up.
And the RNC is losing their fucking minds. They're like,
that's
no,
not
we're going
to
push it back. They shouldn't be able, quote, they shouldn't be able to change the rules halfway through the game.
First of all, we ain't halfway through the game.
Right, but they're all like, no, President Trump won bigly, which I don't like that word.
That's a word?
Apparently.
No,
it's
not actually a word.
Is it like a blankie?
It's just one that Trumpsters have started using.
It's bigly.
Just call them
dumpsters. It's bigly huge. We won bigly.
Call them chumps.
I mean, maggots is pretty good.
That's a deep cut, sir.
I like the maggots one.
There's only one person
that's
saying that.
I get mad for Slipknot fans when I use it.
Yeah.
Maggots. Yeah, I don't like that. As a maggot, I don't like
that. Yeah, I'm like, but it's M-A-G-A-T. But like...
Maggots.
Yeah.
Maggots.
Maggots.
It's a fine line.
On that note, I don't know if
Yoga Fire! No, wrong one.
We spoke on the idea that people were...
Japan.
More... Stop. Good Lord.
Alright, mother, go ahead.
Just becoming Brian over here. Anyway.
And?
Always have been. No, I
just USSR. You gotta fight through it, dude. You started it.
Continue.
You instigated. Fight through it.
You gotta ask him for that time back.
Can I have
victorious.
That, like, 45 seconds that you wouldn't shut the fuck up back?
45 no. seconds. All right. That's being generous, but sure.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Proceed.
Oh, he muted and everything. Anyway, I wanted your input, so I just found it very odd, based on the maggots and maggots conversation, that at some point this year, Juggalos were protected... when a bunch of people compared the mega crowd to them, and people that didn't like Juggalos were like, nah, Juggalos are way more open-minded than Trump supporters. Like, I don't like them, but they are way more about community and doing what's right than Trump supporters. And I was like, holy fucking shit, dude. If people who can agree on one thing becomes that... Juggalos are morally superior to the supporters of the president, we have a fucking problem, dude.
It's just such a problem. That's all I have.
Yeah, it's too much. You gonna come back?
Nah, man, you got it. Go for it.
Come back.
Seriously, go for it. Let's see what you got.
Don't be a dick.
I'm not being a dick. The floor.
I supersede my time. The floor is yours.
That was it.
Dope. I mean, what can I add to that? Like, it's upsetting, but...
Every time she's like, you don't do anything on the show, and then I mute myself, and she's like, no, wait, please come back.
I never say you don't do anything on the show.
How the tables fuck have turned.
How the turns have tabled.
How the turns have tabled, you Billy Sitch. Whatever. It's fine. All right, she's going to be a fucking sourpuss now.
No, I'm just letting you go.
No, you're going to be a sourpuss. That's fine. Maybe,
was
maybe
that the news?
Maybe when we come back, here's some news. When we come back from the void, I don't know, more bullshit of some kind, I'm sure.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Never.
Is that what we it's do weird. Here?
Maybe someday this show will be like, what's that word I'm looking for?
Productive?
Copacetic?
Oh.
Oh, yeah, those were all great answers. Maybe someday. Anyway, we'll be back. I'm disintegrating.
How now?
No, it's, what is that?
Oh, shit.
It's dark.
Hey, everybody, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And this is Everything I Learned from Movies. And tonight, like every night, we bring you questionable movies and pass the lessons that we've learned on to you, as well as we go over some great beer and funny third thing.
Yes, we're excellent beer reviewers, and as BJCP certified beer judges, we sort of know what we're talking about in regards to that. The movies?
So if you want to hear us talk about odd movies and Izzy talking about BJing,
woo!
Listen to us at eilfm.podbean.com. That's Everything I Learned from Movies.podbean.com.
Hey, honey, are you ready to pop that top? Woo! My top!
Hey, everybody, this is Sedge.
And this is King Kegel, aka Lightsaber Ninja.
And we're two of the three hosts of Gaming Casual, a gaming podcast where three idiots discuss games and the gaming industry casually. Sometimes we get along, sometimes we disagree, and sometimes we go on 45-minute rants about consoles that haven't released yet.
Hey, I'm innocent here.
Bullshit. Check us out on Podbean, Google Play, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes release every Thursday.
And not for nothing, but every single person that listens to our podcast happens to be a genius and attractive.
I'm Harrison.
I'm Jordan.
Well, I'm Harrison.
I'm fucking Jordan.
All right!
And we're the Grief Rio podcast. Let us be your unnatural Sherpa guides on this existential plane of mountainous game and movie exploration.
And don't forget about that spookiness that lives within us all, but mainly in you, you spooky bitch.
How dare I'm offended.
We've been voted the best podcast to listen to by many.
By many? That means a few. That's more than one.
Whistle to be merry.
We'll see you on the next episode of Grief
Burrito. Yeah!
Yeah!
Hey guys, it's Kyle.
And Nick.
Do you like movies?
How about TV shows?
Pop culture?
Then check out Damn Fancy Dinosaurs.
For all your movies, TV shows, and pop culture needs,
you can find us on Podbean. Just search for Damn Fancy Dinosaurs. We're also available on Spotify and wherever you can get good podcasts.
Check it out now. Remember guys, stay fancy and enjoy the rest of the show.
Shit, Anton didn't come back.
Wait, what? Oh, shit.
He's not back.
What?
I hope he comes back. This is weird.
That's never happened before. Well, hi.
Hey.
We're back. Some of us.
Two of us are back.
67% of us.
Hopefully he comes back all in one piece.
Steiner math be damned.
Yeah. 66 2/3% chance he comes back in one piece. So, with our glorious leader gone, the host with the most, I guess we'll try to move on. So,
let's keep on a rolling.
Mike, we showed you a TV show today because we knew it was really bad. Me and Anton, just because, I don't know, the insanity of 2020.
I was like, how did that even, like,
it's come to literally pass? Just the insanity like of 2020.
You were just scrolling for random new shit?
Okay. Yeah. I went through something on Netflix that's like reality leaving reality TV, where it's just like they basically have a category now on Netflix. It's like bullshit TV. Do you want to watch trash TV to ignore the reality of everyday life? And I'm like, that's a great category. I would fucking love to. It's just all the dumbest shit. And a lot of it we've watched already. Like, I've watched a lot of Hoarders.
Yeah, you've seen it. You're like, nope.
No, I watched, like, multiple seasons of Hoarders. Also, no regrets.
It makes made you feel better about yourself.
Basically, and it also led us to rearrange our living room because we're like, wow, this is a mess. We have too many things here. Let's organize everything, rearrange it. So, like, it did us some good. However, on a note of a show that will not inspire you to anything ever, I discovered The Hotter Half.
Is it The Hotter Half? Isn't it My?
Yeah, I think it's My Hotter Half.
Why I'm correcting you when you guys watched
it. It's okay. All the ones we watched, we watched like three episodes and we were like, we need to get out of here for a minute. and then we watched when you came over. But it's this weird British show in which a couple competes for who is hotter according to random...
random ass fuckers
on the street. Yeah, random people on the street that are on online dating apps, which I don't know...
It's terrible criteria, the people. But
yeah,
it's
like, I don't know how they find the people, and, like, also, if you're online dating, you're, like, used to being presented with random people's pictures without a bio.
Maybe not by, like, someone on the street who's like, hey, check this person out.
Hey, do you online date? Yes. Hey, do you want to look at this person's picture?
Sure, I guess.
I guess. And just judge them off the bat. I mean, that's online dating, so sure. But, like, they consistently have, like, one traditionally hot couple. Or at least one of them is traditionally hot and the other thinks they're that hot.
Mm-hmm.
They make them, like, come in with whatever they think is their best fucking clothes and they take a selfie and they send it out to all these strangers.
Or whatever.
Yeah, like
that chick with her fucking workout clothes.
Yeah. Like, no, this is always what I wear, which is, like, at least a good thing to tell them to do. Like, no, dress like you normally would. We'll take a selfie and send it out there. But it's just, like, it is absolute trash TV, but there's something satisfying about watching these people
get, like, torn down.
These people, giant egos, that are like, I'm definitely the hotter one. Like, we saw one dude, what, he got 20, and his girlfriend got, like,
87,
like, like, 86, 87, something like that. And, like, it's entertaining in that way, in which you can watch somebody's ego just get pegged down. You're like, Also entertaining in the way that most of the time the girlfriend wins, even when the dude's, like, ridiculously, like, traditionally hot. Yeah. Like, one of the first episodes was a dude who was just jacked as shit. And he's wearing, like, trainer clothes, because he's a personal trainer.
Yeah, just a loose sweatshirt.
And, yeah. And they're like, oh my god, those muscles. But the woman still won, because, well, she has tits, so...
Yeah, and she was showing them off.
Yeah, like, was it.
I'm wearing a very, very tight, very low-cut sports bra. I'm also well-endowed in the chest area.
Weird.
Or busty, for you normal people.
And then I did this pose that made it seem like my ass is twice its size. Mm. And look at these thick thighs. Never mind the fact that I'm flexing the fuck out of my leg muscles right now. Never mind,
yeah, that I'm clearly standing in a pose that...
Like, I'm actually cramping up right now. Just take this selfie. Just the dumbest fucking thing on the planet, but there's something very satisfying about watching it. Especially because the loser has to get a makeover.
And this, like, looks like such a fucking tool.
Yeah, like 6 times out of 10, whoever gets a makeover just looks like shit when they come back. Or, like, objectively based on their style. And, like, objectively based on our opinions. We're like, wow, she was hotter before when she was in shit she liked.
Weird.
Or he liked. And now they just look... douchey. It's great.
Look like a clown.
Yeah.
Male or female, a clown.
Right. They had one girl who, like, the one we watched today had this very bohemian style, and she called it eccentric, and my style is I have no style. But it actually wasn't that bad, despite her description of herself being annoying as fuck.
Despite her personality being shitty.
Yeah. And then they put her in this, like, weird jean jacket with tassels over a dress and, like, a big witchy hat and then gave her shitty bangs. And they're like, this is much better. And I'm like, it's...
To who?
It's really not. This is...
Or even, just... like, her... Was it her boyfriend or whatever? Yeah. It was like, oh...
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, do you like it? And he's like, yeah. Totally love it.
I just love it.
It's so good. It's so good.
I'm going to search for the correct answer.
Where your brain's like, fucking Price is right wheel. Like, what is my fucking answer here? I love it. I fucking love it.
It's great.
It's so good. You look so good, honey. And you missed the one that we talked about where, like, this dude, 6'7", redheaded Viking-looking motherfucker, and he comes back out after he loses, and they, like, trim the shit out of his beard and put him in, like, this weird plaid vest over a button-up and tie and, like, cuffed same plaid pants. And the fucking loafers with no socks. By the way, if you wear loafers with no socks, I fucking hate you. Just hands down. Just, it's gross. It's weird. I hate it. Doesn't look good. Especially when you cuff them up.
It's also fucking disgusting.
Yeah, like, you're gonna get athlete's foot in your own shoes. That's gross. But he came out and he was just like, I hate this. And she was like, where did your beard go? You look like a third grader for a school picture. And the host was like, so no?
Nah.
And they're like, no. Nah, and he's like, so you ever going to wear this outfit again? And he was like, never. Never would I wear this again. However, I will definitely wear a button up with a tie again because, like, that's normal. Just the rest of this is awful, and I hate it. And you cut off too much of my beard. And he had, like, the full Viking, like, shaved on the sides and around to the back with, like, long hair over it. And they just cut it off. So perfect. He just had slicked back short hair with most of his head shaved. And I was like, ouch. Bro, it's gonna take you, like, a year and a half. It's to fine. Get back what you have.
She's gonna break up with me before then.
Right, like, it's just, ugh, so fucking gross. So, yeah, that was our trash TV moment of 2020, which we've been watching a lot of trash. I've also taken to Worst Cooks in America Celebrity Editions, which is just entertaining based on who they pull up. The latest season had Eric Estrada and Carmen Electra.
Hey.
Carmen Electra almost died in the kitchen. She looks exactly the fucking same. It hurts me because it doesn't even look like plastic surgery.
Legitimately, last weekend I was talking to my friends because I forget who they were talking about, but I'm just like, I've always preferred Carmen Electra. And they were like, I don't even know what she looks like. And I'm like, you're missing out. But I'm glad to see she hasn't changed.
No, she looks like exactly the same, and either she has the best plastic surgeons of all time, or
great genes.
Yeah, or just I don't know. It's some combination because she doesn't look unnatural. So you're like almost curious looking at her, where it's like it's been 20 years since I've seen you. What the fuck, dude? You look exactly the same, mind you. In this cooking competition. In which, like, hey, learn how to make a lobster. Don't hurt yourself.
Right.
She hurt herself so many times that she had to leave within the first 3 weeks. Which means three competitions, because it was weekly. Mm-hmm. They were just like, oh, you'll notice that Carmen Electra's missing. She was like, I had too many injuries and I could not go on. And I'm like, how? How, when the concept is just learning to cook, do you hurt yourself so badly that the whole network is like, I know we have Carmen Electra, but, like, she's gonna die.
She's gonna, like, actually kill herself.
Like, she's gonna die at this rate. She has to go. And Eric Estrada was just so bad at cooking his own traditional food that he kept trying to cook that he lost. It was just like, dope. This is fun. I don't know who half these people are. Vivica A. Fox was there, and I'm like, I remember her from being hot in the 90s. I don't remember specific things that she did. She was just, you know, on magazine covers back in the day.
That'll happen.
Yeah, so that was our other trash TV. And unfortunately, y'all won't be able to hear us watching The Babysitter 2, which was like trash TV, but it knows it's trash and it's a movie.
Which, I mean, I guess is better than putting yourself out there and acting like it's fine when it's clearly not.
I mean, yeah. There's a couple other movies I watched, which I'm sure we'll get to one or two of them. Because, I don't know, I want to do more movie commentaries during October, because horror movies are more accessible on streaming during
Especially
October.
Especially now, yeah.
They just drop a bunch of shit and then it goes away in November, and you're like, oh, fuck, I only had October to watch scary shit. But,
That'd be so insulting if it was just October where any
horror movies.
Type shit happened.
Oh my
yeah.
god, that would drive me nuts.
And they just go away. That's a choice.
I do really appreciate, like, Hulu's Into the Dark. Oh, there's a new Pooka. I don't know if I told you.
I think, yeah, you guys mentioned
okay,
it.
Okay, I think I did, yeah. Like, we gotta watch that. Even though, did we lose the original Pooka? Yeah?
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, I thought so. But, really good movie. There's a sequel to it. And, I recently watched a bunch of thrillers. Which it turns out my favorite kind of thriller seems to be technology horror.
Which seems weird, but I mean, I guess there's more options.
It's very
to you,
specific, but the way it plays out every time is like really impressive. And I'm always shocked because they used to do that shit in like the 80s and 90s. And they'd be like, look at the future, but they're like, look at the what we can kind of do now, but amp it up a little bit and then make it terrifying. And I'm like,
or
yeah, that sounds actually uncomfortable. Because I recently watched AMI or Amy. There are periods between AMI, but
AMI, Actual Murder or Intelligence.
Kind of, yes. It's about a smartphone this girl gets, and you can program the personality of the phone. So like Siri Plus, but she manages to program it to sound and act just like her dead mother.
That's exactly what.
Yeah.
It's not traumatic.
This is totally fine.
Hey,
what?
Hold on.
What?
Hello?
Is he coming back?
Hello?
Oh.
Holy
hey.
Shit.
Dude.
Is he back?
You got everything?
You got both arms?
Hello?
Hello?
I heard the pop. He's got to be here somewhere.
Hello?
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 Babe?
Hello?
I just Hello? Want him to come back.
Hello?
Is this...
In one piece.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Have you checked your giblets? Are you good?
What the fuck was that?
I don't know. We lost you. We were scared and we did our best to come back.
How fucking long was I gone?
Too long. I thought you'd lost Adams and shit.
The fuck
and
just
are you
happened?
All in one
anyway,
piece?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah.
Okay.
I guess I'm fine.
Jesus.
Yeah. All
right. Welcome well back.
Yeah. Hey.
We were worried, but the show must go on.
What are?
We couldn't do anything while you were gone.
So what's going on here?
We went over.
We were talking about that hotter half.
Oh yeah.
Never moved into horror movies, but if you want to catch up.
Hotter half, trash TV. Okay, cool. Movies. What are we on? What are we doing?
I was talking about how lately, kind of on a happenstance, by the way, I've pulled up movies. I've watched a lot of technology horror lately and like cult shit without meaning to have it have that same theme, because Netflix can be very vague in its description sometimes.
Sure. Yep. Totally.
So, yeah. I know you caught the end of Rebirth, right?
Yeah, that was a trip.
That shit was fucked up. It was super fucked up. Would recommend. Probably won't do a commentary on it, because it's hard to make heads or tails of what's going on in that movie.
I mean, I had it before you even showed me the trailer, so...
Right. So it's hard to... All he saw was the last, 20 minutes, including the, 10 minutes of credits that had scenes, so... It's really easy to figure out once you see the ending, but the journey there is fucked up, but also really hard to talk during because it's so incredibly uncomfortable that it was one of the few times where I was watching a movie and I legit had a knuckle in my mouth for half of it where I'm like, I don't care. Just making noises the whole time. Or because it's been colder, holding the blanket up under your neck, that fucking cliche shit, where I'm like, I don't know what to hold on to, I'm just gonna clutch this fucking blanket. This is really uncomfortable. So, yeah.
Sounds like a good time.
Whoa. What?
The fuck are you doing?
What happened?
Where are you?
What?
Come back.
You're in a bubble
now. What is going on?
Are you back?
Well, I think so.
Are you sure you didn't bring anything with you?
What the fuck is going on?
Where are you going? Come back.
Dude.
You're disappearing. Come back.
What do you hear?
You sound like you're underwater or just... And I don't know. I can't see your feet anymore. Come back. Please, come back.
That's not fucking funny.
Come back. Please?
Can you...
Where are you?
Stop talking like that? I don't... What is that?
Jesus Christ. Never mind. It's fine. It's fine.
Are you sure you're all here?
What the fuck is happening? What are you doing? What
are you doing? We're not doing anything.
No, y'all been weird since I came back. What are you doing?
We're not doing anything. I just...
What are you
doing? You took so long to come back. And the last thing you
said...
How
long was I gone?
10 minutes, maybe. I don't know.
10 minutes?
Why? Did it feel longer?
The fuck? 10 minutes? No, it felt way shorter than that. What?
Yeah, you were gone for at least 10 minutes.
I'm not...
Babe? It's happening again. Come back to us.
What the fuck are you talking about? Stop. Stop. Yeah, you think it's funny. Stop.
You keep fading
out. Stop talking
like
this. Stop. This shit ain't funny, okay? Can you knock it off?
You two talk.
Are we cool?
Well, you're here, but your voice is in somewhere else.
What the fuck does that mean?
Can't just be us.
Dude. I don't... All right, hang on. Is that better?
Yeah.
What is that? Is that...
I don't know, but I have to pee, so can you two...
Carry
you two keep
it,
an eye on each other?
It. Yeah, sure.
Keep an eye on him.
Just
what
one?
The fuck are you talking about, keep an eye on me?
It's fine.
Don't understand. I really don't understand.
That's at least two of us.
Can you hear me that, please? I'm not... What? I love you too. I'm not huge fan of what y'all are doing. Anyway, Mike, so do you want to hear something fucking crazy?
Yeah, sure. Let's continue.
I've made crepes today.
Crepes? Crepes?
No, crepes. Well, it's technically, I think in French it's like a CH, like Rugrat shit. Hanukkah. It's like crepes. Sounds like a KHR type sound, but... I did
There's
indeed.
A crunch to it.
Yeah. My plan was to make crepes and make them savory. So a normal crepe and then ham and caramelized onion and a Swiss cheese sauce.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't make fucking sauces. So I wasted a lot of cheese and a lot of milk for it to break again and become very grainy, and I don't understand what I'm doing wrong.
Trying too hard.
Dudes, I literally followed the instructions to a T. I don't understand what I did wrong.
it just didn't work out, and it's super frustrating.
That's life.
I mean, on the when life gives you lemons. I mean, on the plus side, like the one I made for Jovi just had the ham and the onions and regular grated Swiss, because again I ruined the sauce. So I improvised with what little cheese I had left, and that was really good. But I added mushrooms to mine like a fucking idiot, because I feel like mushrooms need to go in everything, and it like super ruined it. It was just, yeah, it wasn't great, man. I was very upset, actually.
It was very unfortunate.
Yeah.
It's a waste of cheese.
Yeah.
Was there a moment of silence for the cheese?
There, I did. I did have one.
A vigil?
I did, yeah. Yeah, it was not great. I felt bad for the cheese. Cheese is fucking expensive, dude. And it's like $4.99 for a pound. It's nuts. Anyways, we're done with the fiscal hour. It was very weird that I don't know. Cheese and whatnot. Am I right?
What's going on? I just went to pee. His feet are fading again. Look,
I can do so much.
Can you hear me?
What are you talking about? I can hear you just fine.
Okay.
What are you talking
about? I had all four of my eyes.
Okay.
Peeled.
I'm going to be... I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I'm going to be real with you. At? Yeah, I'm pointing at you. I have no idea what you're talking about. Yeah, you're saying some weird shit right now, and it's really bugging me out. You are bothering me. I don't know what that is. You are bothering me.
Some shit keeps happening. I don't like it.
No shit keeps happening. Why are you so faint?
I don't know.
Jovi?
I don't know.
Are you there?
I hope so. Am I here?
Are you there?
Am I here?
Jovi.
Oh my god, am I here?
Yeah.
I swear I can see you guys.
You're fine. You're fine.
We're okay?
Yeah, we're okay.
Okay, you got me worried.
Yeah,
I thought the void got me for a second. The void's been really weird today.
Is that like an October thing?
I don't know.
Spoopy shit?
It might have been all those movies I watched. Or Maisie.
Combination.
I don't know. It's been acting real fucking weird today. I don't know if we can trust it.
Yeah,
Do we have to distrust the void?
I don't know what we do and don't need to distrust right now. All I know is that I feel a little fucking weird. I feel a little nauseous, if I'm being completely honest, so...
What's his name? Melvin?
Melvin?
No, I'm totally butchering the turtle guy from Rocko's Modern Life.
I cannot remember
his name for the life of me.
I can't either. Turn the page, wash my hands. Turn the page, wash my
I'm
hands.
Nauseous.
I'm nauseous. Turn the page. Wash my hands.
I can't remember his name.
Turn the page. Wash my hands.
Heifer, the cow raised by wolves.
I can't remember his name.
Which is technically a girl, but presents as a boy, so it was always a thing.
Dope.
Well, anyway. At least we all made it back.
That would have been fucking...
I think everything feels stable now. Yeah? Everybody...
Feel mostly
detached? Are we detached from the void?
I feel okay. Yeah.
Is Trump still president?
Yeah.
Oh, well then, yeah.
The void is, unfortunately, where he's not.
We're still here.
Yeah. I feel okay, though. So I feel good,
If the void didn't destroy us cellularly, I would stay there. Because Trump's not president there. But if you go there, you get destroyed cell by cell over time. So you only have... so much time to be there. So I'm glad you're back. I was worried.
I mean, thanks. I'm a fan of chaos, so...
Yeah, well...
Yeah, but like you're a fan of seeing chaos. If all your cells get destroyed, you see no more chaos.
Well, I mean, whatever.
You've been
commit
there.
To the bit.
It hurts. Just
yeah, it's
saying.
Not, it's not comfortable.
It's not pleasant, so...
At least thanks. all my tattoos are in order, so...
For now.
Yeah.
Either way, Anyway, seriously though, thank you for listening to this episode of the Discount Podcast. I have been your host, and that's Joey Mike.
Welcome to Spooktober.
We do this shit every week, so come back next week for more bullshit. We'll be here.
We might also have movie commentaries eventually.
Spooky shit.
We also have pay-per-view reviews that are going to be going up soon, and all kinds of fun stuff planned. So thank you for listening. Heed the instructions in the end roll. And guys, what do you gotta say?
I'm just glad we're in one piece. I was scared for a minute.
Yeah, it got dicey.
Since we're all here, stay hydrated.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's part of why we came back, honestly.
We needed to be hydrated?
Yeah. You know, for your cells to reconnect, they have to have that liquefaction.
Don't drink it out.
I'm not.
Right?
Thanks.
Okay, thank you guys for listening so much. You the best.
Love you.
Bye.
Goodbye. Click.
Hey everybody, thank you for listening to the Discount Podcast. If you like what you heard, you can head over to patreon.com/discountpodcast, where for just as low as a dollar, you can get sweet, sweet bonuses, such as ad-free versions of all the shows, movie commentaries, bonus content, gaming videos, and so, so much more. Also, if you want to join the discussion and the community, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/discountpodcast, or you can follow us on Twitter at Discount Podcast. See you guys there.
What's up, all you beautiful NPCs? It's time to throw some thanks out there to our patrons at our bonus nachos level. So that'd be Mr. Charlie, Miss Renata, Mr. Shane, and Mr. Steve. Thanks for the patronage, guys. We love you.